Welcome to Ivanoff Retirement Insights with Paul and Travis Ivanoff. The father and son team at Ivanoff Advisors and Ivanoff Wealth Management helps clients grow and protect their wealth. Paul and Travis understand the importance of having tax-advantaged, reliable income in retirement, protecting your assets, and helping you achieve your retirement dreams. Now, Ivanoff Retirement Insights.
Yes, thanks for joining us today for Ivanoff Retirement Insights. I'm Allie Mack, but most importantly, we have the usual suspects here, Travis Ivanoff and Paul Ivanoff. They're here today to help us understand how to plan for a successful retirement. Travis, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How you doing, Allie?
I'm doing very well. Paul, how about you?
Oh, I'm fine, Ellie. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. I'm very glad that both of you are here. And we're going to keep things super simple today because if you think about it, we see people or have friends or parents, grandparents who we have seen retire. They have their plans. They're often traveling or visiting grandkids. And it all kind of makes you wonder, how in the world did they put all that together? When we're just thinking about retiring, it can feel really overwhelming to actually pull the trigger and call it a career. So I want to scoot it all the way back to the very first step of getting a retirement plan together. And that is getting in to talk with a financial advisor. So Travis, before someone ever comes into your office, what documents should they be gathering up and bringing to the first meeting?
Well, we usually have a packet because they meet us at our seminar. And in that packet, we have a list of things we need. For example, we will need your Social Security report that kind of shows all your earnings and what you can expect your Social Security to be at 62 or 65 or 67 whenever you pull it. We'll ask for current statements from their 401k or other brokerage or financial advisor accounts that they already have, wherever that may be. And then from there, we actually ask them to kind of come up with a dream number often. And what that entails is just, hey, how much do you need a month to survive, or not survive, I should say, to thrive and have a good retirement? What does that look like for you? How much do you want every single month guaranteed? So we have the Social Security, we have the statements from their other financial products, and then we ask them for their dream number, any life insurance statements, long-term care statements, anything that gives us the ingredients for us to start putting together the Ivanoff retirement roadmap. And that's what we really need to get that going. So that's what we ask for. And then I guess another thing would just be coming in with an open mind, right? We're giving you a second opinion oftentimes. So hopefully, they kind of put down the shield and let us get to know them and see where we can help.
Yeah, it can be really intimidating for someone to come in and talk about their life's work and their life savings with you. But Paul, I'm curious, you know, those are documents that Travis was covering as far as Social Security statements, different account statements. How can someone, though, mentally best prepare their goals and objectives and be ready for the first discussion? What are you going to cover?
Well, after meeting us at the seminar, we dabble on all the aspects that we're going to be covering on the first appointment. Everything, for example, from everything is involved for retirement planning, Medicare care planning, long-term care, even if you have life insurance, as well as Social Security, we plan that as well. It all ties in together. And when they come in, there's absolutely no pressure from our end. And all we're doing is gathering facts. We want to get to know our clients. And then afterwards, Travis and I and our team, we go to work to put together our plan.
Well, and I'm sure there's a part in the conversation when someone comes in for the first time where you say, Travis, probably, hey, do you have any questions for me? And sometimes you're met with silence because people just don't know what to ask. What would you suggest someone asks a financial advisor they're meeting for the first time?
Well, I think one of the big questions we lead in with is when you sit down at night and you think about your retirement, whether you are retired or getting ready to, what does that look like for you? Are you currently living that retirement, or do you have certain plans that you want to accomplish in retirement? So really getting people to sit there and kind of visualize what it is they want to see in retirement. That way we know what keeps them up at night. We know, you know, what they want to accomplish. Is it taking the kids to Disneyland? Is it going on two trips a year? So I really think it's about putting the purpose behind retirement for people instead of just looking at dollars and cents. What do you want those to do for you? What is your absolute perfect retirement? Are you living it? And how can we help you get there? If not, or how can we prepare you to get to that dream retirement?
Can you think back with any of the clients? I mean, I'm sure you've worked with hundreds of families and clients over the years. Think about that first moment you met someone for the first time. They were nervous, probably crinkling their accounts in their hands, just so nervous the first time they came in to meet with you. And now they're off and retired. Can you think of anyone like that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we have tons of clients and, you know, there's a common body language if people are standoffish. The arms are crossed, kind of quiet, and really, you know, they're just nervous. This is
they're fearful of giving out information. They don't want to give out too much. They don't know if they're really going to be a good fit with us. So as Travis and I speak to them, eventually we put them at ease, and then they start volunteering all the information that we need in order to put together a great retirement plan.
Well, Paul, you mentioned that you and Travis put them at ease. Does anyone, and I know the answer to this, but I would just love to hear you guys reiterate it. Would anyone have any reason to be nervous before coming in to meet with you two for the first time?
Well, I think most people that come in for the first time, they've been to many seminars, they've seen many financial advisors, and they're expecting us to be, pushy and trying to get them to purchase something immediately. And we're not like that at all.
Yeah, I would say that we have quite a few clients that were hesitant at first. And at this point, we've known them for 5, 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And they've, you know, had a successful retirement based off how they are measuring that. And, you know, once we can get to know someone and really get to know their story and what they want to accomplish, it usually turns out, or almost always turns out, into a great relationship for many, many years. And I get to know their kids and their grandkids, or they're coming to my kids' baby shower, things like that. So, and I have this one client. I remember I was at her house, and her first line was, who's this young whippersnapper and what he's doing in my house? And and she was great. And she actually has now been a client since 2014. And she really has been to every one of my baby showers. She comes to my kids' birthday parties. She sends my kids, you know, Christmas cards. We just got a Halloween card, and it's almost like they're adopted grandkids. So that lady, though, when I first met her, I'll never forget it. Her husband's like, well, just give them a chance. Let's see what we got. What do we got to lose? You know, we already know what the first advisor showed us because they already did it. So I ended up really helping them through retirement. They even moved to a senior community based off some advice we discussed, and you know, they couldn't be happier. I've been to Disneyland with them. So those are the kind of relationships we like to build. But that's a good example of a lot of times, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. Is this person going to pressure me, like Paul was saying? And you know, we've done it long enough. We don't need to pressure anyone. We want it to be a great relationship. We really want to help people retire successfully, whatever that looks like for them. And you know, at times this is this is a huge decision. This is 90,000 hours of working life, and we are handling their entire net worth, and we realize the responsibility that we have. And once they know that we really care about them, at that point they do become part of our family.
Yeah, and at some point right near the end, they all realize that they can actually retire comfortably and confidently, and they didn't have that when they walked in. But by the time we're done putting our plan together, they're feeling it.
And you can hear the passion in both of your voices as you're talking about your clients and this relationship you had with that client, or that you do have with that client, Travis, that you've been working with since 2014. I think that speaks volumes about the team over at Ivanoff Advisors and Ivanoff Wealth Management. When is that moment? We've talked about all the nerves that people can feel coming in for the first time. When is that moment, though, that you see someone's stress kind of melt away when they meet with you? When does that happen?
Well, when they actually retire, Travis and I notice the difference immediately. Mm-hmm. When they first come in, the first several times, they're really tense and they're under pressure, they're working. And then when they retire, we notice when they come in afterwards that, they've got the retirement. What's the word we use?
Retirement glow.
Yeah, they've got that retirement glow. They're totally different people, less stressed out, and it's just a joy to work with them and get them to that point.
But I would say even before that, usually within the first 15, 20 minutes of a first appointment, when they realize we're just going to get to know you in this appointment, we really just want to know what makes you tick. And, you know, we're talking about their kids or their hobbies and our kids. And, you know, we're just regular people that have a huge passion for retirement planning. And I think once they see that we are genuine and authentic and we're coming from a good place, within 15, 20 minutes, they have put the guard down, and now we're just having a great conversation, and we're going to run through everything they need, but it doesn't take long. And I think a lot of people are in that boat where, you know, oh man, I don't know if I want to sit down with someone. Are they going to pressure me? Are they going to try to make me sign something? And that's just not how we operate. We really want to get to know clients and make sure it's a good fit for both sides.
Yeah, there's no pressure, no obligation, but there are a lot of things that go into your retirement plan. Today was just about getting you on the right foot to get things started. So if you want to work with Travis and Paul, grab some time with them by reaching out online. You can get more information at IvanoffInsights.com. Make sure you also subscribe to this podcast because, like I mentioned, this was just about your first visit. We still have many more episodes about pensions, taxes, RMDs, legacy planning. All of it is coming up on Ivanoff Retirement Insights. So hit that subscribe button and we'll see you next time.
Investment advisory services offered through Ivanoff Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor firm. Registration is not an endorsement by security regulators. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Travis Ivanoff, California, CRD number 325275. The firms are separate entities. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company and are not offered by Ivanoff Wealth Management Incorporated. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. Ivanoff Wealth Management is not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Ivanoff Wealth Management is licensed in your state, please call 714-553-1490. Ivanoff Advisors is not affiliated with Ivanoff Wealth Management Incorporated. Advisory services are offered by Travis Ivanoff through Ivanoff Wealth Management. Insurance services are offered by Paul Ivanoff through Ivanoff Advisors. The aforementioned are unaffiliated companies.